All right, welcome back to another episode of As the Drum Turns. I'm Laura Smith, here with Jeff Hollingshead. Jeffrey, how was your Easter? How was your Easter weekend?
It was really, really good.
Yeah,
it was great. We had a great church service, and obviously a lot of folks in attendance, and had a good Easter egg hunt. The Vols lost.
Yes.
On Easter Sunday, but besides that, everything was good.
That's right. That's right. And I know that most people know that, but you're a pastor over at your church. So Easter Sunday, I mean, that's
Super
a big
Bowl.
Deal for you.
Yeah. It's a Super Bowl. Yeah.
Did you fill all the seats? Were all seats
filled?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a lot of people for sure. And so it was good. I had a good service and I was glad to have everybody in there.
Yeah, Easter was great. I always love the egg hunting side of things and eating the candy. That's my favorite, just the good Reese's or Cadbury, whatever. If it's chocolate, I'm in on it. It's always fun. So Jeff, we have a few things to cover today. We've got obviously the go-getter to announce at the end of the episode. We've got family day announcements. We have some positions that you wanted to announce, and we'll talk about your trip. But let's go first things first. Family Days for Magic Springs is open. If you want to attend that, you can RSVP and register online. You can do that at your plant. There's a QR code for you to do that and register for your family. Wild Adventures is also going to happen. That's May 11th. So those are two that are open right now for Family Days. And Jeff, you do have some sad news that you'd like to share. So why don't you go ahead with that?
Yeah, I'm saddened to say that David Wells, our general manager in South Alabama and South Georgia, passed away unexpectedly. So David has been just a phenomenal team member over the years. He was a part of the first acquisition that we did in Florida back in 2016, mm-hmm. I believe it was. But David's always been just a great team player. He really loved SRM and the company, and we're just all shocked.
In shock.
Absolutely in shock. And so, join us in praying for his family, and we'll lift him up in prayer, and for all the folks that are directly impacted with David's loss, obviously we're here for you guys too, to make sure that we get through this the best way that we can and be as helpful as we can. But definitely saddened by that.
Mm-hmm. That's right. One of my favorite memories, not even just one, but David always had a smile on his face. He was always ready to laugh.
Just a happy
and ready.
Guy.
He was.
Happy guy. Mm-hmm. we cut up a bunch, and he was had been in leadership roles from the time that we acquired that company back then. And he's never told me no. He always was willing to do whatever was asked of him. He would lay in there with you. He was an excellent salesperson, and then he became a really great GM. Mm-hmm. In David's role, the market that he took over wasn't performing well at all. And that's why, I gave it to David. And David took the market that was making 6-7% margins and turn it around to be a high producing market as relates to region. It was 20%, and he did that in just a couple of years. So I don't know. I'm just very saddened by that news. Mm-hmm. I appreciate Tyler Easom. He was kind of there in the thick of it when all of that happened, and did a really phenomenal job of handling the situation best we could, engaging his family and his wife and went to their house and checked mm-hmm. on them and everything. And, that's what SRM needs to be about. Obviously I want to batch concrete and we want to do it right and be efficient and all the stuff that we talk about all the time, but we want to have compassion too. And, Tyler's one of those guys that's got a big heart and that's an important quality as well. So I appreciate him handling that with the grace that he did. And I know that's challenging. We'll keep praying, mm-hmm. praying for that family.
That's right. And we will definitely be praying for David's family, and coworkers there. Jeff, you do have some updates that you'd like to share in Colorado.
Yeah, I'm really excited to announce that PJ Whitaker will take over as the division president of the West Division. Which it right now just includes Colorado, but as we continue to grow out in that area, you know, he'll be the man. So excited mm-hmm. about PJ in that role. He's, again, one of those guys that has never said no, always does whatever we need him to do, and I just have deep admiration for him. John is heading up Texas like normal. No change there. Texas is so huge after the Vulcan acquisition, and there's so many GMs and such a big place there. So he'll be the Southwest division president. So John's done a phenomenal job as well. So I know John in that role, and PJ in Colorado, we're in good hands and looking forward to growing both of those markets.
All right, Jeff, I know that you are going to discuss a little bit about where you've been this week, but I do have a few questions that were submitted from the field for you for this week. And we have one from Georgia, and it says, could you please discuss the importance of being a team player here at SRM? We often hear people say that's not my job. And as coworkers, we're here to help out when and where we can. Can you speak a little bit to that?
Sure. I mean, I think the worst words you can say at our company is it's not my job, because we could care less about your title. We could care less about what you think your job is. We just need to roll our sleeves up and help one another every chance that we get. So definitely important to be team players and be helpful. You know, obviously there's things that we're all working on and we do have daily jobs to do, but if we can reach out and help somebody, encourage, coach, whatever the case may be, we got to do that. That's the reason why we talk on these podcasts every week. I mean, it's really, it's all about teamwork. It's all about working together. It's all about getting better. So
okay,
whoever's not doing that, you know, just tell me who it is. Now, I'm sure whoever that is will work on it this week to
we'll
get
work
better
on it. That's right. That's right. So Jeff, tell us, you've been gone earlier in this week. Tell us where you've been.
Yeah, I was in Richmond, Virginia this week. So I had the opportunity to see Scott and Ned and all of our folks there. So it was great to catch up with everybody. We had a new sales manager, got a new quality control manager, and those guys are doing a phenomenal job. And dispatch, got a new team in dispatch. And so I definitely think that the trajectory is bright in Richmond. And so we're looking to grow and add trucks in that market and keep getting better. So it was good to see everybody. It had been quite a while, and I had the opportunity to meet some vendors out there and just kind of was busy. But Richmond's a great town and great community, and really like Virginia as a whole. So hopefully we can grow there.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about what you'd like to speak about today.
Yeah, I've been reading about, you know, TPS is short for the Toyota Production System. And it's a manufacturing system that's kind of known worldwide. And they apply TPS to every industry and every business. And it's really fascinating. So I encourage anybody that's interested to go and read about it. But when you think about car manufacturing, everyone thinks about the Model T. Back when Henry Ford adopted the assembly line, which was never had been done before, he had 9 of the 10 cars on the road was a Model T. So he had a dominant market share, all because of his ability to push cost out of his system and be incredibly efficient in the way that he was manufacturing cars. Toyota revamped that and really created this, you know, this TPS system. And it's not overly complicated or cumbersome, but it's just effective. And they, at one point, they become the largest automotive manufacturer in the world. And the most successful with the best quality. And all of it stems back to operational excellence. And back in the late 80s, there was a research firm that came in and did a comparative analysis to GM to Toyota. And the Toyota plant, they picked two plants. One was the GM plant in Framingham, and the other was a Toyota plant in Japan. And the Toyota plant was about twice as productive and had 3 times fewer defects compared to the GM plant when comparing vehicle to vehicle. And when you look at it, like just the numbers, the gross assembly hours per car for the GM plant was 40.7 hours. The Toyota plant was 18 hours. The assembly defects per 100 cars in the GM plant was 130. Toyota was 45. And the assembly space per car was 8.1 for GM and 4.8 in Toyota. And then finally, inventories or parts average, they had 2 weeks of parts on average at GM. Toyota had 2 hours worth of parts on hand. So, you know, what does all that mean? It means that you can take an industry that's, you know, well over 100 years old and you can optimize it. You can be creative. You can be intellectually curious. You can solve and fix and adapt your processes to improve upon yourself and what you're doing and get highly efficient and effective. You know, I get a lot of questions about our price, you know, because we are a higher price manufacturer. We provide white glove service to customers and we charge more for that. We've got great quality. We've got excellent service, and that comes with a premium. Just like any other aspect of your life, if you go to a McDonald's versus Chick-fil-A, there's a difference in that, and you're going to pay more for it. You know, and the same is true if you're going to go eat a steak or if you're going to go buy a T-shirt or whatever that is. There's a lot of people that make the same goods, but the quality of that good is the differentiator, and that allows that person to either charge more or charge less based on the quality and the service. So that's always going to be a part of who we are and what we do. What I would like to do, though, on top of that, is figure out how do we come up with an operating system that works for SRM that is highly efficient, that's highly creative, that looks for ways to figure out how to move trucks through our system much faster. The way we manufacture trucks at our factory, there's no better example to that as to this. You know, how do you build trucks at a fast pace, but also with incredible quality. So that's a big part of it. So even more importantly than that is the way that it could impact our production. We've got 515 concrete plants we run every day. We've got 26 quarries that are open every day. We got 11 cement terminals. How can we be more effective? How can we shave 1 minute off of production, off of hours, off of waste? If you take 515 plants and you save 1 minute, you're talking 8.5 hours for 1 minute when you extrapolate over 515 plants. So every moment, every move that we make, when an operator hits the yard, the way they get under the hole, they don't stop, they don't talk, they just get under the hole, they get loaded, they get their ticket, they put the fiber in the load, they wash down, they get off the load yard effectively. All these things matter. The way that we engage our customers on the phone. You know, you can be nice and pleasant, but not have a 30-minute conversation with one customer when you've got other customers trying to call in and make orders too. So it's just, you know, if Toyota can come in and completely revamp the way they manufacture cars, and we're going to spend some more time talking about this because I think it's really, really important to understand some of the simple things that they did and how can that be applicable to our business. But you know, if they can do that in an industry that's hundreds of years old, that, you know, seemingly lacks creativity, and they can come in and just flip it upside down, what can we do? You know, what can we do every day to get a little bit better, to get safer, to have better quality, to be more efficient on the way that we operate equipment, to be more efficient in the way that we engage our customers? So it's a challenge, right? It's a challenge to me, and it's a challenge to everybody listening. To you know, figure out ways, look for ways to be creative, and let's try to scale it, mm-hmm. you know, across our entire footprint.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, thanks so much for sharing all that, Jeff. We'll have to pick out a book pretty soon and do the SRM book club once again. I know we've got a lot of readers.
That's right.
Lifelong learners.
I like it.
Yeah. All right, Jeff. Well, we have a go-getter to announce. And this person is out of Jacksonville, Florida. He's a tanker operator. Lots of great things to say. He's been nominated a couple of times. And the go-getter for this week goes to Mr. Joseph Cooper. Actually, he goes by Joey. And they say Joey's a very hard worker. He has no issues with coming in early or staying late. He runs the cement tanker, lowboy, dump truck, and the mixer. Whatever you ask of him, he will get it done. He trains new cement operators and has a great attitude and will help other drivers. So thanks so much to Joey.
Awesome, man. Great job. We appreciate you.
All right. Awesome. Well, everyone, we hope you have a wonderful week.
Thanks, guys.